Episode 313, August 7th, 2017.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is the Rob and Joe Show.
The Dave Chappelle and Louis C.K. of Fire Hall Comedy.
The Rob and Joe Show.
This is the racist Rob and racist Joe Show.
Some of their best friends are black.
The Rob and Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Rob and Joe Show.
Come on, everybody, let's get to the brainstorming.
I worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe Show.
The Rob and Joe Show. Now on
with the countdown. With a combined 73 firings, if you count marriages in the Baltimore Comedy Factory, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Last week we had a great Tommy Sambazo story, and this week it's time for some Scott Apple stories. It's been a while.
Yeah, we really got to have Scott back on the show. He had what I consider a red letter day. I think it was like last Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday. I'm going to let Robbie and Marcus guess this multiple choice, okay? Mm-hmm. So there is a video that we're working on for the Halloween murder mystery, and it opens up with Michael Myers sitting up in a bed and turning his head, and with in the foreground is the activity lady. What's
Jamie,
right, Jamie Lee
Curtis.
Curtis
from one of the Halloween movies, an actual scene from the movie.
Correct. So did Scott Apple say, which of the following did Scott Apple say? Did he say Cool Jason? Did he say, who's that? Did he say, is that you? Or did he say, I've never seen The Exorcist? Which of those, Scott Apple said one of those. Cool Jason, what's that? Or who's that? Is that you? Or I've never seen The Exorcist? What did he say when he saw Mike Myers sit up in the bed? What did he say?
You want to go first, Marcus?
Sure. I think he said, is that you?
Okay. Since he picked that one, I'll go with, I've never seen The Exorcist.
So, of course, I've never seen The Exorcist is ridiculous, but it's not as ridiculous as the most ridiculous thing, and that would be, of course, a movie clearly made in 1978 with Jamie Lee Curtis, who's been in a million things, including True Lies and every Activia commercial. And then the iconic Mike Myers sitting up in the bed in the background, and Scott Apple seeing that and saying, is that you?
He thinks that's Joe Robinson, that you made that video.
That's correct. He thinks you stylized a movie from the late 70s, and you got Jamie Lee Curtis to come and sit in a doorway so I could sit up in a single bed with a whatever mask he wears on. Yes, he thought I was Mike Myers from the 1978 classic Halloween.
That's awesome.
Oh, he's the best.
Now, wait a minute. It was a red letter day for him. We were having a discussion, and it was a discussion about Colin Kaepernick. And there was a bunch of things being brought up, and Michael Vick's name was brought up, and Scott Apple said, is Michael Vick white?
One of the most famous quarterbacks probably the last 20 years, right?
Clearly the most infamous, and maybe one of the most, he's on the cover of, Madden. He was, Yeah. Anyway.
Well, you have the dog fighting. You have a local connection, sort of Virginia Tech. I mean, if you, I would say of the current players in the last, 10, 15 years, he's one of the top five household names of quarterbacks of just the rant, which anyone would know his name, right?
For a myriad of reasons, right?
Exactly. You might, maybe only for the dog fighting, but you definitely, you've heard of him before you've heard of, Kirk Cousins, if you're someone in, Minnesota.
So finally, Scott and I are at lunch. And Scott said, that's a behind the curtain. I can't remember how he rephrased it. And I go, oh, okay. Like, meaning clearly behind the curtain, everybody knows, is a metaphor based on the Wizard of Oz. And it's information that you wouldn't normally see. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Anyway, he goes, do you know what that means? I go, well, yeah, of course I know what it means. You're referring to, like the Wizard of Oz. And he goes, yeah. I go, Scott, that's a everyday, that's been said a million times. He goes, really? I thought I made it up. He thought he made up behind the curtain. Now, I said, Scott, the radio show that I'm on, the 98 Rock Morning Show, the one where I fill in, they have a weekend show called Behind the Curtain. The term that you believed you made up.
I think we have to have him back on. I mean, we've done the music quiz twice. I can have more. I mean, I need more. I want more.
Yeah, remember we had him talk up the records.
We did have him talk up the records, but I think maybe we expand the music to just all things pop culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, what he doesn't know, it is amazing. Because he's not dumb, he's smart. It's just like, here's the thing, I equated to Gramps in that if they don't care about something, they know nothing about it. I was bragging almost not knowing who Jeff Sessions was, but that's really an outlier. I know, I basically know what's going on in mainstream pop culture. I don't watch the Kardashians, but I know who they are.
Right.
You think my father can name two Kardashians? He can't. I'd be surprised if he could name one.
He's in chat.
And here's the deal. You don't have to worry about my dad Googling because he doesn't know how to Google. So, Dad, in chat, name two Kardashians. It would be funny if he said Robert and Kylie. That would be my favorite answer.
He's on a delay. It'll take him a few, 20 seconds.
He's 74. He's always on a delay, Robbie. Come on.
But yeah, I mean, if you were to quiz my father.
He said Kim and Chloe.
Yeah, but he misspelled right. Chloe, so he looked.
Well, that's
up.
Okay.
Anyway.
And you know how he knows Chloe? She was on Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh.
Well, everyone's going to know Kim, so that's good for him. Well, but like Scott, I mean, with movie quotes. I mean, he's got to know if we play There's No Place Like Home, he's got to know that that's Wizard of Oz, right?
Well, that's yes.
Or Follow the Yellow Brick Road. He's going to have to know that, right?
He would know that, but if you did more modern pop culture, he wouldn't know any of that.
I mean, if we even do like The Shining, if he yells Johnny or whatever, I mean, is he going to?
No, he'd think that he wouldn't even know. We would give him The Tonight Show or The Shining. He wouldn't get either.
Could he name the famous host of The Tonight Show?
No.
The iconic one.
No, but my father could. Jack Parr. No. I'm pretty sure my dad could. But that's not really, I'm talking about today's pop culture. I mean, stuff that it's hard to not know. Like, for example, that guy who wrote the article about saying, I love my fat wife or whatever, and everybody's just going crazy over it.
People are shitting on him, right? I mean, that's.
Oh, they're all, yes.
They're shitting on everyone going crazy over it. It's so stupid.
Well, he was trying to, obviously make him paint himself as like, I love my wife regardless. Maybe she doesn't meet the standards of what the world believes a woman should look like, but I love her nevertheless. Well, it's really insulting. It's like.
Right. It's just a total douchebag. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So, but Scott or my dad, they don't know about that. Like, they don't know what's going on in the world. They don't know. My father, it's so funny. I spent Saturday with my father. He watches Game of Thrones.
I mean, he can't understand any of it, can he? I can't believe that he can.
I said, do you know who Tyrion is? Nope. He doesn't know any character's name. He doesn't know a single character's name.
Does he have nicknames for him?
The guy, the girl, the guy with the beard, the dragon lady. Yeah.
But you know what he does now?
What's he do?
He can name all the cast members of Big Brother.
What if this is your influence on him?
Maybe.
What do you think? He just find Big Brother on his own?
Yes. They watched Big Brother before me.
Do they subscribe to that thing that you used to? My dad put Queen of Dragons in chat. He doesn't know her name.
Do you think Scott Apple knows The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, the TV shows? Does he know that they exist?
No. He watches The Bachelor or Bachelorette religiously.
And let me tell you, how is he not in our fantasy league?
Yeah, what's up with that?
He was last year, but you know that. Well, Robbie cheats, so how's it fun? But you know that Scott Apple does know every single character's name more so than anybody. He knows more about Game of Thrones than anyone, but he's never seen one episode. Not one episode.
Well, why does he read the books?
He reads the books.
All right.
He's probably read them multiple times.
Does he know like jingles or commercials or slogans? Does he know "have a blank and a smile"? It's a soda. Would he get that?
No. One real quick. Hilarious. Somebody named Fuck the Cobweb in chat corrected Gramps. It's not Queen of Dragons. It's Mother of Dragons. So he didn't even know that. So anyway, sorry. Continue. No, he doesn't know "have a Coke and a smile." He doesn't know, "plop, plop, fizz, fizz." He doesn't know those things. He doesn't know any of it.
Does he know who the Friendly Skies are? What airline?
No.
Well, come on. He's flown before, right?
He doesn't. Listen, he's interested in like three things: science fiction, fantasy, and woodworking. So if you want to ask him something, about a bit or some Dremel, he'll know.
If he takes on Chris Restivo on Pop Culture, who wins?
Oh, dude, Chris Restivo would just destroy him.
No, remember that time we were talking to Chris and at Coco Lane, and we were acting like we were describing like movies plots.
Oh yeah,
like
you're
they
right.
Happened to us, and then he didn't believe any of. He never picked up that we were actually talking about Top Gun. That we weren't calling our names aren't actually Maverick and Goose. He never picked up that we were talking about a movie.
Yeah, and it got really absurd. We were in like Pulp Fiction, then we're doing fantasy. Right. So, yeah, it was just
ET's crazy. Phoning home. Yeah, yeah. No clue.
All right,
well,
so
let's
maybe
at least
not.
Get Scott back on and have. I think we make it all things pop culture, music. We have some movie quotes. We have some jingles. I mean, we just really go full Scott Apple.
But if we did like White or Black. I mean, Restivo is going to dominate that. He would know, that Scott Apple doesn't know if LeBron James is white or black. Now, he might guess based on the fact that his name is LeBron.
Yeah.
But that's all, you could literally just name all black NBA players. He's going to guess half white, half black.
Okay. Does he know Jamie Foxx, white or black?
Right. I would bet he doesn't know who Jamie Foxx is. I mean, he doesn't know who Robert De Niro is.
Yeah. Denzel Washington, is he going to get that?
I mean, he might, based on the fact the guy's name's Denzel. I don't, but he doesn't know who Denzel Washington is. You couldn't, if you put five actors there and said, which one is Denzel Washington, one of them could be Tom Arnold. He's not going to know. He won't know. He won't
Who's
be able to pick him out.
The most famous black person not named Barack Obama.
Will Smith? Oprah Winfrey? He knows Oprah Winfrey.
Okay, he knows Oprah, but will he know? He's got to know Will Smith, right?
Yeah, I think he does. But if you go down a few rungs, or even one rung, he's not going to know. He doesn't know who Don Cheadle is.
So when we get to the Jamie Foxx, then we get to the Cam Newton.
Yeah, he doesn't know who Cam Newton is.
Kobe Bryant, yeah. Tiger Woods, he's got to know Tiger Woods.
Yeah, he's got to.
All right. But beyond
he doesn't know a second golfer in history. Listen, I'll bet you right now he doesn't know a second golfer in history. He doesn't.
I don't know. Was somebody in? You're right. I was thinking like maybe he saw Happy Gilmore and there was a golfer in that, but he probably hasn't seen that. Yeah.
Well, even he has. You remember Lee Trevino? Isn't that who's in it?
I don't know. I think you're right. Well, anyway, let's try to get Scott back on. You mentioned The Bachelor. The finale is tonight. And, you know,
Three hours?
3 hour finale.
Ugh.
I'll be fast forwarding. Well, of course, Robbie's already dominated. He's way ahead because he cheats.
Joe and Katie quit.
Well, it doesn't matter. They saw what you were doing. They were cheating, and they still couldn't keep up with you. The final four people that you had to lock in, you know, four episodes ago when there was 18 people left, you got all four of them correct. I mean, it's almost impossible.
What did you do? Did you look in their souls?
It was easy.
Okay, I can't. I'm not going to have the same argument again. It's not easy. It's impossible. It's the opposite of easy. What you did is not possible.
Yeah, especially because she suddenly got rid of like every black guy in like a week. It's three white guys and one black guy in the final four. And you somehow nailed that. I don't.
Robbie knew she was a racist. Robbie knew. He knew from the jump.
But
Joe and Katie picked a different guy for the end than I did.
Well, who's right?
Yeah, listen, this idea that because we were cheating and we got it wrong, somehow you're better than the people that are cheating. I'm sure there's not one source. Robbie, whatever. Okay, you know what? I'm seriously. You don't need to do this. I don't believe it. So I'm telling you right now, none of it matters.
Giving you guys an opportunity.
And go to Vegas.
If you guys
and make
can find
billions.
One place that said at the very beginning, when I picked Brian as the person, one place that said Brian would win, one place on the internet, I will admit to cheating. Find one place, and it has to be pre the show starting.
He's got to win first for you to be right.
Yeah, by the way, how about Robbie? Robbie's screaming, and it's not done.
But you're saying I picked him based on cheating, so show me where his name was mentioned.
No, but Robbie, you understand the flaw in what you're doing. You're screaming, but it's not resolved. But you're like, well, I picked the guy. Well, did you? How would you know? The show hasn't aired yet.
You know what he's doing, Joe? He's screaming because he knows that's not the guy. And this is his evidence for him not cheating. He's already won, so he doesn't have to get this right. So he's using this as his example of why he didn't cheat, knowing he knows it's the other guy, some other white guy.
My point is, if you're saying I picked that person based on something I read on the internet, show me where I read it. Just show me. I'll admit I cheated.
If we knew how to cheat the way you did, we'd have the same answers. I don't understand what you're doing.
But we don't know.
You're right. We don't know. We don't know how you do it. We don't know where you go to get the answers. We don't. We know the math. We know it's mathematically impossible. That's all we know.
That's all we can go. And you know, in England, they bet on pretty much everything. You can bet on, you know, who's going to win the election, the weather, reality TV show results. So we're about to talk about how your workload's about to double. Well, it's only because you're not doing this. You should be betting on this instead of winning fantasy contests on the Robin Joshua for no money. You should be making a living doing this since you're so amazing at it.
I think for prop bets, don't they cap them?
Well, I mean, we could stake you. You know, we can get all our heavy hitters together.
No, but what I mean is I think the bets max out at like $100, I think. Right.
Well, I mean, to get this final four is probably 300-1, so do the math.
Oh, no, yeah, you're probably right about that. But here's the deal. The answer, this is aside from Robbie, the answer exists. So they really can't do that because then whoever knows the answers will just find somebody to make the bet for them and make themselves, you know, even if it's $100 or it's 301, you just made yourself 30 grand.
Yeah, they probably don't allow for a bet that the odds get that high. So even if you are cheating, you can only make a little bit amount of money. And the people that aren't cheating are just betting or losing. So I'm sure if they do it, they're making money off of it. So that's tonight. Robbie cheating around 7. Moving on, you are going to be doubling your workload. And this is going to affect our show somehow, Robbie?
Yeah, if I'm asked to post a show, if I'm asked to produce a Scott Apple bit, I don't know how I'm going to have time to do anything.
So at your day job, they fired someone, and now you have to take on their responsibility. Is that what happened?
No, he quit. The guy quit.
Yeah. Have you considered reaching out to your best friend, Phil, your black friend?
He owns his own company. He doesn't want to work with me.
But why don't you work for him since you're such good friends?
His place is in D.C. I'm not driving to D.C.
You can't work from home? You're buddies.
No, I'm not. I like the company I work for.
All right. Well, apparently you like it more than doing your job for the Rob and Joe show.
Well, it pays me more money, and I this will pass eventually. They will replace the guy, but for the time being, I got to, you know, be responsible for that department.
So you're not going to be able to. Yeah, why don't you march in and demand more money?
Well, that's not the way things work around there. I have to take the job and then make myself so valuable that they have to pay me more money.
Well, we just need more Patreon members who actually commit to the monies that they say they will, and we could have Robbie on full time.
Yeah, that did lock in their payment for the entire month. That would be great.
You mean now, don't sign up and then dump it right before the money's taken out and then re-sign up? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that would be terrible thing to do.
So if you work twice as much, are you not going to be able to get the show out in your usual prompt 38 to 67 hours that you normally do?
He's saying he can't. Yeah, he can't do it.
I won't even be able to do it until the weekend.
Will you watch any television during the week?
Of course, because that is my downtime, and I need that meditation.
Well, how many shows will you watch?
Right now, I'm heavily into Big Brother, and Ray Donovan just started back up again.
Oh, one of your all-time favorites is Ray Donovan. Those are two of your Mount Rushmore of current shows, reality and drama, correct?
Oh, yeah.
So this week, you're gonna watch 3 hours of The Bachelor.
No, we fast forward through quite a bit of that.
Two hours of The Bachelor. And then isn't there a wrap-up show tomorrow?
No, that's part of the 3 hours.
Okay, so 2 hours of The Bachelor, 1 hour of Ray Donovan.
The next week, Bachelor in Paradise starts.
Hold on, we're talking about focusing on this week. 2 hours of The Bachelor, 1 hour of Ray Donovan, 1 hour of, what's the other thing? Big Brother, right?
Well, Big Brother is on like four times a week or something.
Big Brother's on three times a week.
So 3 hours of Big Brother, 2 hours of The Bachelor, 1 hour of Ray Donovan, 6 hours of television. Will you watch any other television?
Yeah.
Will?
Yeah. I'll watch Twin Peaks The Return.
That's another hour.
The Strain.
7 hours. 8 hours.
I already watched Game of Thrones.
Nine.
Well, that was Sunday. 9 hours. Go ahead.
And there's one more that I can't think of.
Are you Netflix binging anything? Are you watching Ozark?
No, I haven't had any time for any Netflix.
So you're watching about 10 hours of television this week. By the way, you can spend your time however you want. It's a lot of TV. I don't know anybody who watches 10 hours of television.
No, I mean, 10 hours over, 7 days, it's not that much.
Are you going to have 15
minutes a day?
How many times are you going to have sex this week?
One, maybe.
So there's 10 hours and 15 minutes.
But I just want to be clear. Your work is doubling, and you rank the importance of things to do, and watching the third episode of Big Brother that week takes precedence over our podcast.
He said he needs that to wind down, is what he said.
It does. Yes, it does, because the TV part balances the amount of work I do during the day. The podcast is more work that I have to concentrate on, and it's not relaxing.
Well, I find Big Brother to be very stressful. I mean, I can't relax when I'm watching that incredible show. The twists and turns, the drama, the deceit. But hang in there, Robbie. So,
I was thinking about that. Hold on. He said they're going to hire somebody. Well, I do want to say this real quick. I'm watching season 2 of Fargo.
Awesome.
And I love it, but that's really stressful. I don't feel like I'm winding down when I'm watching that.
No, it's not a wind down. No.
So, Robbie, isn't Ray Donovan a show like that?
It does get rather intense at times.
All right.
So how are we going to remedy this for our show? Is Marcus going to pick up the slack? What are we going to do?
Marcus has said he will be fully available on Monday nights, but I know there will come a time when Marcus is going to be very busy too, and I have a proposition for somebody who might be able to fill in.
All right, Chris or Steve-O?
No.
We'll deal with it if it comes up.
Okay, well, you don't even want to mention the name. By the way, Marcus, can I shit on Americast this week? Are you kidding me?
Can I just say this real quick? Mac was kind of a proponent for this person on our Facebook.
Well, right, Mac, we do pretty much what Mac says.
So should we take a break? And I have such issue with Americast.
We can. We'll take a break, and Joe and Marcus will no longer be friends. Rob and Joe should be right back.
From Die Laughing Productions, the creative geniuses behind The Last Laugh and The Newly Dead Game, come their latest murder mystery spectacular, the new Killer Karaoke Murder Mystery.
Sing for your life. Sing for your life. Sing, sing, sing for your life.
There's going to be song, there's going to be dance, there's going to be laughs, and there's definitely going to be a murder. If you've got the chops to not only solve a mystery, but to possibly belt out a tune, you could be selected to come on stage and sing during Sing for Your Life. It's going to be incredible, and there's going to be a limited number of performances, so don't miss it.
Next performance, August 11th and 12th at the Baltimore Comedy Factory. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
Well, before we get to that, we won't say the name of the person that is the backup behind Marcus to put the show up, but if anybody wants to make a suggestion, please Facebook or tweet at us, at Rob and Joe Show, Rob and Joe Show on Facebook, and then, you know, maybe we'll get more than one option, right?
Yeah, maybe we'll have five or six people that want to help out.
They're fighting for this job, this glamorous job.
So I thought last week's episode of the Rob and Joe Show was particularly good. I did. Yeah. I loved it. We did that. We talked about how JL won't stop tweeting about Trump. We told the story about Katie being on is going to be on the new murder mystery. Me making fun of Keith Mills' dead dad. You know, all those stories that were on there, and you know, her Katie's father wanting to deliver Chinese food. It was just I really enjoyed the episode. I thought it was really good. So I saw that Americast was posted. I was like, oh, cool. I'm interested in their take. I wonder if they saw it the same way that I did, because I thought it was the best episode in a long time. So, you know, listen, click through a little bit, click through. An hour, there is one mention of Rob and Joe. You know when it is? When they are talking about how much they love Oscar's take. A segment on the Mike O'Mara Show, and then they mentioned how great it was when we did that break with them, and that was it.
That was
Marcus, it. Marcus, you don't say, hey, you have a responsibility if you do this show. This show is about the Moore Network. You can't just talk about one show and not mention any other shows on the network. By the way, you know how much of an investment it is? I don't even think every show on the network had a show last week. All you gotta do, what do you gotta listen to? They're going to listen to Mike O'Mara's show anyway. Can you just spend 45 to 50 minutes listening to our show so you can comment about it? Can you pull one clip? Who are these guys, by the way?
All right, so Brett and Fred are longtime TMOS listeners.
Oh, those two guys.
Brett and Fred. Brett and...
Troublemakers.
For those who've listened to TMOS for a long time, they would know Brett primarily because of the fact that Brett interviewed Mike on a program called The 207 when Mike was in Maine a couple of years ago, a television program. And so they're big fans. Now, they've done Americast before. And now I knew going into it when I first asked them a while back that they are not necessarily, they're huge TMOS listeners, but they don't listen to all the programs all the time. But we have had this discussion. Well,
they didn't mention a single other program.
Yeah, and I had this discussion previously. I did not have it with this particular program because I thought it was already implied based on the previous Americast they've done, because they have mentioned and played clips from the other shows. They haven't given the other shows as much love as they have TMOS. But this week, I will say, I listened to the first 20 minutes. I enjoyed the first 20 minutes. I sent them a note. I said, thanks. And then I listened to the rest of it today, and I went, oh, shit. Because well,
it's
you're
okay
right.
It needs for them to have a favorite show on the network. It's okay.
Yeah.
And it's okay for them to go out and they can even hate our show. But this, your show is about the shows on the network.
I would agree that that is my gripe about this week's show, is that Brett and Fred did not take the time to talk about any of the other programming that happened last week.
They also don't have to tell us about Five Guys. Everybody fucking knows about Five Guys. This isn't some hole in the wall that people are unaware of. It's fucking Five Guys. By the way,
well, it was in relation to a TMOS bit that happened last week. So I understand why they did it. But again,
I do love Five Guys, by the way.
Play a clip.
I'm hungry.
Play a clip. Do a little bit of something. In a couple of weeks, Jim Amato's going to be filling in for me. I guarantee he's going to give you the love that you want. This next week, I'm back on, so you're going to get the love that you need. So, and the next time, if I choose to ask Brett and Fred again, I will make sure that in my ask, I mention again that, please touch on all of the shows on More Broadcasting.
Let me ask you a question. Did they have any access to clips of our show? Were they required to pull them, or were they made available to them? By the way, I already know the answer to this question.
They had to do all the work themselves. And they can,
oh, really? Because I'm reading right here that Jim Amato had pulled clips for them.
Yeah,
put them in a Dropbox for
them. It's the clip about Katie's dad.
So Jim,
the one I just mentioned, loving?
Hold on. So Jim has been pulling clips for me over the last few weeks, and he's been doing a great job. We had a miscommunication this last week. I thought that in some previous conversation, I told him that Brett and Fred were covering this week. So he pulled clips, but Brett and Fred don't have access to that particular folder. So the work that Jim did was not used and didn't go anywhere because I wasn't doing the show. And so, Jim,
if these two are such big fans, they know that Amato is the go-to. They know that he's always got clips, that he's on it. He's on top of his game, and they should have sought him out.
I feel kind of bad for jumping on Marcus. Marcus, this isn't your fault. I don't blame you.
Well, no.
I blame them.
No, I take a bit of responsibility on this because, again...
All right, then it's your fault.
At the end of the day, the show is my responsibility to make sure that it gets out and gets done. The week before, there was a problem that I'm still having a battle with Libsyn about, but regardless, the fact remains is that, I would have had them do at least something on all the shows. Because of the fact they're such avid listeners of TMOS, it wouldn't have surprised me because they had done it before where they had spent three quarters of the time talking about Mike O'Mara's show. And then they would give, 5 minutes on Rob and Joe, 5 minutes on T-Perk, and so they would give you guys a little bit of time. But that's because I know going into it that that's their number one show. That's what they've been following for years, and yada, yada.
Well, I don't have an issue with that. Hey, I have a suggestion, though. Tell me if you think this is a good idea.
Yeah.
Have you considered an Americast cast, which is a recap of Americast?
Sure. Why not? What the hell?
I believe that was one of our old promos that we did for TMOS, Joe.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, I think I wrote that promo about... We do. But thank you for recycling that. I bet you Brett and Fred remember that from TMOS episode 1812. Well,
would
I'm
like
just going
to
say this,
two,
Marcus.
The other two clips that Jim pulled?
Yeah.
He pulled the me getting upset about the cobweb.
Nice.
And Joe's comedy comeback.
Yeah. No, those are good clips. Easily relatable for people that don't even know our show.
I forgot about the
cobweb. Easy
to
talk about.
Jim also is fantastic. I mean, he really does listen hard, and he pulls great clips. And, look, I can't give the guy enough praise for the work that he does in order to try to help me out.
Well, he's willing to do Omericast in your absence instead of these jokers?
Like I said, in 2 weeks, he'll be doing the show himself. He's going to be the host and taking care of everything. So, yeah.
Good. Brett and Flip or whatever those guys, you're fired.
If they come on your show again, you allow them back on, I'm starting the Boycott Americast hashtag.
Oh, man.
And that thing
it's
will
a little
spread.
Harsh. That's a little harsh. I know your Twitter account. It won't go anywhere. If Joe starts it,
write it for me.
That's what
just
I'm
like
going to be.
It's like the Americast cast joke.
Exactly.
All right. We had a... a big development and something that we talked about on our bonus show. If you're not a patron, you got to get on it, because there was a story that I told on there. I don't know. Was it a month or so ago?
Yeah. And I really want to be careful with this content, because, you know, being a Patreon has to mean something. But this is a huge story. So
it's also something that's pending. It's alleged.
What? Oh, I see. We have to say alleged.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to give names, but there I had.
Well, the surgery will be complete soon.
As you guys know, I teach this driver improvement class on the weekends, and I waited a long time to tell this story on the bonus show because of the seriousness of it. But I had an incident with a student which led to the police being called and led to me having some real concerns for the safety of myself and everyone in the class.
Legitimately, and, now it seems.
And I, yeah. And
this was not an overreaction.
Yeah, and if you want to hear the full story, I'm going to make you pay and listen to it. So it's on our Patreon. But needless to say, after what I found out immediately after this guy had been escorted out by the police is what he had previously been arrested for stabbing his own dog with a knife.
What?
So, which...
Hey, that's the better of the two stories.
Which, if you know anything about, you know, serial killers or any violent, you know, that's one of the big warning
animals. Yeah.
Yeah. So fast forward, this person this past week was charged with murdering his own father.
Yeah. So I saw that. And the first thing, it had to give you chills, because this guy, again, the story is told. I don't want to give anything away, but you were at risk.
Absolutely. No, I felt like, you know, you hear about the story that the guy that walks into the school or the movie theater or the, you know, former place of employment and blows and shoots, starts firing at people, you know, or the, in the school, the crazy, you know, high school kid, depressed, angry. This is that's the vibe I got. And
it's a matter of public record, you know, this accusation. I mean, he's sitting in jail. His name was given in the article. You can say his name.
Well, I don't know what the point of that is, but
it was like saying Candyman in the mirror three times. I mean, you know, it's.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's his family. I don't know if they want to know.
Well, you know, if you're a Patreon subscriber, you can see his name right there on Patreon.
Yeah, you put the link to the article. Yeah. It doesn't matter his name, but it happened in Leesburg, Virginia, if you want to do your own investigating. I'm sure, you know, Bill and Fred, Excellent Adventure, will never find it.
His name is Rob Spiewak.
but it does kind of give me chills, because that guy, you know, I spent 6 hours with that guy. We had conversations. We had an argument. We had.
Well, that's the other thing.
It's yelling and screaming.
You didn't just spend time with the guy. The guy was angry with you.
Yes.
The guy was confrontational.
Yeah, By the way, what had to be called. Yeah.
What is the accused method of murder? Did he shoot him?
Yeah, there was a gunshot, and then he lit the place on fire.
Allegedly, yes.
Yeah, allegedly, yes. Fatal shooting of his father. And it also says in the article, he also had a string of traffic and driving related offenses.
I didn't really say that.
Yeah, it does.
Man, if you just helped him get through that, maybe he wouldn't be in this mess.
Well, that I did say that to Tawanda. What if I did help him get through that, which would have allowed him to get his license back? Would he have just gotten a car and drove off and left his troubles behind?
Remember when... In the show True Detective, when they were questioning this guy in prison who had talked to another person in the jail, and it resulted in his girlfriend getting killed. And just as they're walking out of the jail cell, he goes, "You think I had anything to do? You think what I said to him had anything to do with her death?" And Matthew McConaughey's character looks in and goes, "It probably did." That's how I feel right now about what you're saying. You probably did you were probably responsible for what happened. At least in
part. But I think he was a time bomb. If it wasn't this, it wasn't his dad, it was probably going to be somebody else.
Well, this didn't help. I'm just saying. Yeah. You're not zero accountability here. I'm not saying you're 50%, but yeah, you have to live with this.
Oh, thanks. I'm not 50% responsible for this guy's dad being shot. Hey, thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. So go to our Patreon. You never know what you're gonna hear about. Anyway, so we have an opening in our fantasy football league. You know, I'm in about 1,000 leagues, but this one that I'm in with Joe and, a former show announcer, Tim, and, former landlord, Phil, not Black Phil, White Phil, and all of our poker buddies, basically, have an opening in that league. And I actually had two openings. One was filled by Eric Woodworth, star of the murder mystery. And the other we have just filled with what I think is going to be really good for our show. I don't know how much for the league, but with Katie's dad.
That's right. He's going to take time out of his busy Chinese food delivery to make it to the draft. Yeah, the draft is – now, this is the thing. You can draft online. I'm hoping that he doesn't do that. I really want him to be at the draft because the draft is, in my opinion, it's one of the, 10 funnest days of the year.
I agree. It is a lot of fun, and there's a lot of, trash talking and ball busting. And then we play poker, and then this night in particular is the night of the Mayweather-McGregor fight. So we're going to get fantasy football draft, poker, and a fight. It's kind of a guy's dream scenario evening.
It is. I'm a little worried. I'm not worried like you were with that guy out of your driver improvement class, but I'm a little worried about Tim.
And well, we mentioned this when they hung out a couple of months ago. They really bonded over their hatred over you.
Well, I don't want that. I don't care about them having fun at my expense. But, Tim, he tries to push the envelope, and then he just rips it open and shits on it, right?
Yes.
And I'm afraid. Remember, I'm dating this guy's daughter, so Tim isn't really good at censoring himself. As a matter of fact. I don't know if we mentioned this I think we might have mentioned it on the bonus show, but my son had a roommate who passed when he was at school. And when we were at the beach, he literally looked at my son and said, are all your roommates still alive? He literally came right out at him. Didn't know if he was okay with it, and then of course my son's a kid. He's not a man, right?
Right.
So he doesn't know where the line is drawn. And I can't have him opening his mouth and inserting not just his foot, but his leg, his kneecap, all the way up to the thigh. I can't have that.
I like fucking with my Joey.
But if I
stop with the drops,
if I warn him, that's, I can't come at him ahead of time.
You can't. You really can't. But that's why if I were you, I'd be hoping that Katie's dad drafts online from his own home.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
But it is going to be better if he's there. It's better for the show. It might be worth the risk. Tim is an adult. He's a 48-year-old man. I guess you're right. It's
Tim. He seeks an eye. He'll smell blood in the water. But the thing I want to play up is, you two will play each other at least once, you and Katie's dad in the fantasy football league, maybe twice, depending on how things break. But we have to have some sort of bet on the line when you two square off, right?
Yeah, let me go back a little bit. Another thing is, on the website.
Yeah, the team names.
The team names. And I'm not worried about them being foul. I'm thinking about the subject matter. What I mean? They have to do with other people's spouses, ex-spouses. Most of them contain the C word. I got to think about
it. Yeah, it's not like if people saw our it's a horrible idea. Eric Woodworth would be fine. I mean, he's going to fit right in. I'd be a little terrified if I were you. I'd be just a little uneasy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not at a 10. I'm at about a 6.5, I guess.
Okay. Well, don't tell Robbie that. He'll start feeding Tim some lines. And then, Robbie's going to want there to be an incident.
Oh, no, Robbie wants us to get into a fist fight, which I would lose, by the way.
You don't think you could beat up Katie's dad?
No chance. No, he.
Come on,
no.
You're. How much younger are you?
That doesn't matter. He bests me in every way. So there's just no way.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a guy you want to tangle with.
No, I got about. No, I'd have trouble beating up her mom. I sure as hell couldn't beat up her dad.
Katie beats you up all the time.
So. Hey, come on, the whole family.
Well, when you two play each other, we're going to have some sort of major bet. But the draft itself is August 26th. We'll keep you posted on any drama that happens with that. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back.
Hello, my name is Rob Robinson, but you all know me as Gramps. If it weren't for me, there would be no Rob and Joe Show. If it weren't for my DNA, you'd be listening to the Rob and Ramin Show. Or worse, if I decided to stop at one offspring, you'd probably be listening to the Dan Ninen Show. So I'm speaking to you as someone who has provided you with top-notch entertainment for over half a decade. Become a Rob and Joe Show patron on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show. Do it now so you don't miss out on the premium content and some other great stuff. I did it. So should you. Now back to the Rob and Joe Show.
So we got some big shows coming up this week. Obviously, we've been talking about this for a while, but our Comedy Factory debut at the Murder Mystery, the Baltimore Comedy Factory, August 11th and 12th. That's a Friday and a Saturday. Three shows.
Baltimore. It's the first time we've ever done three shows.
Yeah. We've done. We did four shows at Magoo.
Oh, you're right. We did a weekend. Yeah. You're right. Sorry about that. Yeah. This is the second most shows we've ever done. How's that?
Yeah, that's fair enough. We're going to be. I'm going to be on 90 Rack on Tuesday afternoon. You're probably too late for you guys to hear that. But we'll be on Thursday morning. I'll be on, you know, for a segment or two. You'll be on all morning Thursday and Friday, correct?
I will be. And if you're in the area and you're a fan of this show, you know, please come out and support the Murder Mystery. We don't usually beg. We're trying to fill three shows, and this is important to our brand. So especially if you haven't seen one. There are a lot of people from the Rob and Joe Show and T-Moss family that have been out to a lot of these shows. You know, shout out to the Rooters and Jeff Hancock and Amy, who've come to a lot of these shows. Yeah, Supador, yeah. Right, the Speewax. But, you know, I mean, this is everybody. If you're in the area, make plans to come out to one of the three shows, especially to see Katie's debut. She's... you could consider her the lead. Now, I guess Justin's the lead, but she would be up there as the female lead, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, she's one of the major players. Plus, you might, can't say for sure, you might see Robbie sing at the early show on Saturday, the 8 p.m. show. Just throwing that out there. You never know what might happen. Check it out. It's three shows total. Sing for Your Life is karaoke. There's murder. You got to solve it. It's a lot of fun. It is our most well-rounded show in terms of lots of things happening with the singing and dancing and killing.
Do you think there's anybody who's not going to come to the show because they've already heard Robbie sing The Bad Touch on this show?
Well, if you show up and you say, look, if the audience, look, we'll do what the audience wants. And if they say no Robbie when we get there, we will bump Robbie.
If that happens, if Robbie's there,
loses shit.
Oh no, he already said he would have nothing to do with Die Laughing right. Production. Yeah, you can't. No, Robbie's a tender little guy. Yes. Anything here's the thing, karaoke. That's one of his bugaboos. Okay, that's something I should have known. You can't fuck with that.
No.
Matter of fact, in Robbie's prior relationship, you know that Robbie and his previous girlfriend. Maybe it's three girlfriends ago. They used to put karaoke CDs, and they'd go, when they went on trips, they'd practice karaoke.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
I got news for you. You know, they're gonna do karaoke again at our Apple Butter Festival reunion, and my girlfriend and I are talking about practicing on the way to West Virginia.
You gonna do a duet?
Yes.
Does she sing, Robbie?
Yeah, she sang when we did it last year.
In English?
Yeah, but she's thinking about maybe mixing it up this year.
Are you going to sing Taiwanese?
Do you think the karaoke DJ is going to have the song she wants to play?
Yes.
What is the song?
Is she going to sing it in? She's obviously not going to sing it in English.
She will mix it up. The song has already been translated into Chinese, and she knows.
Oh my God. What's the song?
I don't remember, actually.
What's the artist?
I don't remember anything about which song, but she named a song that's a well-known song that was translated, and she said, I'll do one verse in English and one verse in Chinese.
I want to see that. I want to see you do the same, Robbie.
Is it I Want to Sex You Up by Color Me Bad?
Well, that's what I said to her. I said, well, I can't do the Chinese part. She goes, I'll just sing by myself, of course.
I like how you had to tell her you can't do the Chinese part.
I was trying to make it a little bit of a joke.
I know. Well, that sounds horrible. I look forward to hearing more about that. Also, big show that I'm involved with this Wednesday, and it's really a benefit show for our good friend, great comedian, and a fellow murder mystery cast member. He did some shows for us last Christmas, basically did the Justin part, Jason Weems. Listen to him this week on the Tony Perkins Show, because this is one of the craziest all-time comedy stories I've ever heard of. And we're kind of idiots, Joe, for not having him on our show. But this is a guy that has a really bad asthma attacks, which I didn't know could kill you. And he did a show a few months ago in Philly. He was headlining. He's 5 minutes in. He's crushing. And he feels an asthma attack come on. Now, he has his inhaler on him, apparently, at all times. So he takes a few shots of that, and he could tell that it's a severe one. And he literally just says, thank you, good night, because he knows it's coming. It's going to be bad. So here he is 5 minutes into a 45-minute set, and he's walking off the stage. Crowd's like, what the hell's going on? He goes outside. He's feeling like he's about to die. They end up bringing him back in. They give him some water. He passes out. He falls down. He hits his head on the ground. He's literally dead for 5 minutes. There was a nurse in the audience that saw this happening and could see that he was getting into trouble. And she, does the CPR. He ends up having his ribs broken because of the chest compression. The ambulance comes. He wakes up the next day, hardly remembers anything that happened. And he had died for 5 minutes. And they brought him back to life. Which, of course, is expensive. So now there's a GoFundMe. There's like $60,000 in medical bills. So there's a show this Wednesday night, DrafthouseComedy.com. It's at the D.C. Drafthouse Room right there in D.C. I'm on it. Brother of Eric the actor, Andy Klein, is on it. Tim Miller, of course, Jason himself. But he was talking about it on Tony Perkins' show. And that is going to fuck with you, because if you're on stage, it's hard enough just to get laughs. But now if that's in the back of your head, that this could happen again?
Is there anything that he can do in preparation that he doesn't already do?
He said they switched up some medication. He's looking in some holistic things. But he said it's something like there was a show that he had to do in June that it was a super important show in Miami at this Black Film Makers Festival that was for HBO. And it was too big of a show to not do, but he said he on the plane, he was terrified, cause I've asked him to do so many military tours and he's not ready yet. Cause you're on the plane, you're at the mercy of the pilot and all that. And so it's definitely, he's going to get some material out of this, but comedy's hard, but now just to have that just lingering, I can tell that's going to be a mental hurdle.
This is what he does too. It's not like he has another job and comedy is his hobby. He is a professional comedian. Well, if a professional comedian can't fly, that's not good. But it is true. You can't be, if you're going to, across country, you're going to be in the air for 5 hours. If you require medical attention at hour two, you're done. I mean, that's it. So yeah, no, that is absolutely terrifying. I hope that they're able to figure out, is there something that, exacerbates this? Is there something that, is it a mix of this, or if you eat this, or, certain climates or something, so he can at least try to protect himself against these things? Because, first of all, he's a great comic, but
he's awesome.
just as a human, just walking around. I mean, if he doesn't know what brings it on, in your sleep, you have no idea when this is going to happen to you. Yeah, that is, the medical bills seem like just one small segment of the issue. So I guess he tells this whole story on Tony Perkins as well. I'm sure.
Yeah, check it out. Yeah, I'm sure on AmeriCast, if you know Fred and Dave do the show, they won't cover it. But you know, when Jim Amato's on next week, you know, I'm sure he'll mention it. But it is, you know, we've had bad moments on stage or hecklers, but you know, I've never like, you know, I've been on stage where I wasn't feeling well, but I never thought I was about to throw up or shit in my pants or anything that I had to like run off stage. Have you?
Well, I haven't. We have told this story. We have another comic, a local comic, and he had this like little, I don't know what you'd call it, but like this little, it was almost like a piece of, it was almost like a cyst, but it was a, you know what I'm talking about?
You mean
it was like
Air Bloodworth?
No.
Oh, with that giant thing on his nose.
Yeah. No, this is, I don't want to say his name because I'm terrified of him, but he had the, he does a lot of impersonating squirrels and different kinds of, you know, animals and so forth. And he has like this little sack filled with like blood. I kid you not. And he ripped it open with the microphone. Do you remember the story, Rob?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'll just say his name, I guess. Willie Robo. And he rips this thing on his face open with the microphone. Well, he leaves. He can't continue to perform. There's blood everywhere.
Right.
So the feature, whoever it was, had left. And the MC was Jessica Paquin, who had about 11 minutes worth of material, and she had exhausted about 10 of it. So what she does is she goes up instead of this guy who just crushes for 45 minutes every single night. And now
you don't want to follow him. I mean, I don't care who you are. He's tough act to follow.
And she goes up there with the 1 minute left she has of material, and she's got to make up for the remainder of the show. Of course, she's just eating it. She can't do any squirrel impersonations. She's not bleeding. So they have to give everybody their money back. But yeah, that was one of the, that's the worst thing I ever saw happen.
Well, check out drafthousecomedy.com. It's this Wednesday night. It's a stack lineup. And there's a GoFundMe that I've posted on our Robin Joe show page. Mike Stork and I had an interesting show. Speaking of Mike Stork, albeit AMP, the place where we had a sold-out murder mystery and have never been back. I'll get to the bottom of that. That's in Bethesda this Thursday with Mike Stork. I believe Amy Michelle Berger will be there. But performing? This past Saturday night, Stork and I did a show where we were told to no vulgarity for the Shriners, the Boomy Temple out there in White Marsh near where Katie as our apartment or townhouse.
Oh, yeah. It's like less than a mile away.
Right.
And you said the head Shriner in the world was there. Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah. The number one Shriner in the world was there. And we were told like beforehand. Yeah. No, it's a big deal.
Is that elected? Are you named that when the other one dies? Do you step down?
I think it takes, you know, years. It is like the Pope, I think. I don't think you have that long of a term. I think they rotate.
I can't think of anything else like that. It goes all the way up into a pyramid till there's one guy on top, and he just dictates everything that happens. And by the way, that's the Shriners. That's a huge club.
Oh,
there's got to be millions of Shriners.
Oh, absolutely. And now the number one guy knows me and Mike Stork's clean jokes. So we were told, you know, to be clean. They actually mentioned, he said, yeah, we had this one guy that we had to kick him out of the room because he kept cursing. And it was Alabama, the house MC at the Comedy Factory.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. So Stork and I were like, look, we're only doing 20 minutes each. You know, if we have to not do that well just to get through this without, you know, we don't want to lose our money. So, but they ended up being a pretty fun group. And we both had, I would say, good sets. They had a good time. And I talked to the guy who's the head of that particular branch, or whatever it's called. And we had done the murder mystery there back a year and a half ago, Christmas of 15. And, you know, I talked about, you know, we should do it again. He goes, yeah, we had a great time. So we had the one thing, though, that, like, you had this girl walking around telling everybody to come up with dirty team names. And Some people didn't like that. They were offended by that. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're talking about Katie?
So that's what offended them, but they weren't offended by the fact that Eric was literally walking around in his underwear with no shirt on.
Not offended by that. They were offended by the dirty team names that were not even – not just told. They were encouraged.
First of all, I apologize.
I said, we'll just do it later to our next time. And it goes fine. So we might be doing a Halloween show there, Joe.
There's only 350,000 members of the Shriners, so. Well,
there's some secret ones, maybe.
There's a picture of the main guy right here. I see his picture.
Oh, yeah? Let me see if I can recognize him. Send him to me. Yeah.
I'm kidding. There's no picture of him.
There's not. There's no secret handshake to be able to go to that website. That was my show. That was my weekend. I guess we're done. You're moving in with Gramps soon, correct?
Yeah, we went over there, and they had a double bed there, a twin, I think, for us.
Oh, nice.
And we're like, well, we're going to go ahead and bring our own bed, and that wasn't met. I mean, he was highly offended by that, the idea that we weren't going to sleep in this. But, the room is huge. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be critical, right? I mean, this is a very gracious thing that they're doing. So, but we're going to bring our own bed over so we can not be laying on top of each other all night.
How much money for you have you sleep in a single bed the rest of your life?
Man, that's a lot. I mean, I wouldn't sleep. Do you guys, when you and Tawana sleep, are you touching the whole time, or are you rarely touching?
No, we have a king size bed, so we're rarely touching.
Yeah, and because I have to sleep on my stomach, because if not, I'll die. I have sleep apnea, and I can't sleep with that machine. So I literally, there's about, a half a position in which I can sleep in. So, the only thing that I can do is sleep on my stomach, and then every once in a while, Katie's, leg will touch mine, but that's about it.
That sounds romantic. Robbie, are you two touching, you and your lady?
No, I was smart. As soon as we moved in together, I got us a nice big king-size bed.
Yeah, smart man. Marcus, you and the lady touching?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Aren't you hot?
Yeah, it's hot. It's very hot.
Why did I go to you? That'll probably go on the Fred and Dave show.
Yes. Marcus killed it again. I can't remember what show he was on, but here's what he said. They isolated just a clip of him talking. Yeah. We're not even in it.
Please come support us this weekend at the Baltimore Comedy Factory. Friday, one show, 9 p.m. Saturday, 8 and 10:30. There's a dinner package if you are so inclined. I believe it's $35. Get your meal and the show. BaltimoreComedy.com. Also coming up at McGoobie's September 2nd. But just come to both, but come to this one first, because that's the one that's coming up next. I think that's it, guys.
That's all I got.
All right. Later.
Yeah.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.